Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. I'm Christy McManamy with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, and I am your host this morning. We are so glad that you have taken a moment to join us. We're broadcasting from our studio here in the lower level of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. Two important thank yous to get out this morning. A big shout out to our producer, Justin Barker of Powell Broadcasting, and of course, our longtime sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. I am incredibly excited for our guests this morning on Grow Siouxland. We have Christopher Adkins, the Sioux City Art Center curator, and Summer Ammon, who is the development coordinator for the Sioux City Art Center. And we are talking about all things art. Thank you for joining us this morning.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having us.
So, Christopher, I know this is a very exciting time to be at the Sioux City Art Center because the past year to present show, I've been over there, I've seen it. It's fantastic. How lucky are we as a community?
It's been a long process, Christy. It's been a really great project to work on, but I'm really excited for people to see this exhibition. Like all shows, it takes a long time to prepare, this one a little bit more so. What's exciting about this exhibition is not just the conservation and the corn room panels that are now located on the first floor, but there are some beautiful paintings by Grant Wood, considered by many Iowa's most famous artist, as well as artworks by some contemporary artists that are just going to knock your socks off. There's a great sculpture that fills our atrium space that, since we're in the middle of county fair season, I think people are really going to enjoy.
And we're going to talk extensively about the Pasture to Present program and what you all have there. It is so cool to walk in there and see that. But first, I want to let people know what you do, and you're a curator for the Art Center. So tell us a little bit about your background and what you do for the Art Center.
Sure. I've been a curator at the Sioux City Art Center for coming up on 5 years, but I've been a curator for my entire professional career. It's a passion of mine. I've always loved the arts. It started very early for me. My parents, I have very fond memories of my parents taking me to the Art Institute of Chicago, where I saw a lot of famous paintings, including American Gothic, when I was a young boy. So it's something that I've always done, I've always been passionate about. From my high school, college, graduate school, I love art.
So did you always know that this is what you wanted to do?
I did. I always knew that I wanted to be in the arts. Curating came a little bit later. I fell in love with history first, and then I became really excited about organizing exhibitions. So my job at the Art Center is to organize the exhibitions that we have on view. We rotate our exhibitions on a couple different schedules, whether they're permanent collection, one person, group shows, juried exhibitions, and everything in between.
I was going to say, all other duties as assigned, right?
Many hats worn, other duties assigned, yes.
Oh, fantastic. And then, Christopher, you've been at the Sioux City Art Center for almost 5 years now.
Correct. It'll be 5 years in February.
Oh, fantastic. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I know we're lucky to have you at the Art Center doing what you do. And so I have to ask, are you artistic in nature, too? Can you paint?
Yeah, I'm more of a photographer.
Oh, fantastic.
I did a lot of photography before I came. It's still something that's a huge passion of mine, but my job keeps me a little busy for that. But I'll never stop being creative. My wife is an artist, too, so it's something that's very important to both of us.
Wonderful. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM. We are talking with Christopher Adkins, the curator of the Sioux City Art Center, and Summer Ammon, who's the development coordinator for the Art Center, because there's so much going on. And Summer, tell me a little bit about your background. You're a Sioux City native, so tell me a little bit about your background and how you came to end up working at the Art Center.
Sure. I was born in Vermilion, but at a young age moved to Sioux City and grew up here, went to Hoover Middle School back in the day,
High.
Yeah, a long time ago, and graduated from Morningside. And after that, I had majored in business with a marketing emphasis and moved to some different industries. Started in banking. I was in a medical device field for a while. And then eventually was home with my kids. And then after a while, I worked with a florist in town who I adore. And that was a really great experience. It flexed some creative muscles for me. Got to do some marketing for her. And then eventually ended up at the Art Center in 2019. So I've been there for going on 8 years in February, and it's been a great experience. So I've moved around in a couple different roles there, and it's been fun to be able to work on the side that's like detail oriented, keeping track of things, kind of analytical, operational, but then being in an environment that's really creative. So I don't necessarily consider myself an artist, but I do dabble in embroidery and crochet, some of those like needlepoint things. Yep. And love that, you know, crafty, just to zone out and enjoy. But at the Art Center, I'm the development coordinator, so I do fundraising there. We support through fundraising the exhibitions, keeping the Art Center free to the public, which is fantastic to be able to do. We really rely on our donors for that. And then I also coordinate our four big events throughout the year, one of which is Art Splash.
Oh, fantastic. And I want to touch on something that you said there. You're talking about coordinate events because it is free to mm-hmm. the public, which, oh my goodness, how lucky and fortunate are we, blessed are we as a community to have the Art Center, the caliber of the mm-hmm. product that's in there and the opportunities as a free Art Center to go to. I mean, that's huge in a community.
Yeah, it is. We're really, I mean, as a staff, I think we think about it a lot because we're, of course, in the facility. We are putting on the events, the exhibitions, the education activities for the public. And, you know, some of the things do have ticketed events, and typically those are to support the free things, like the fundraisers in the spring that we have. But we do that so that the doors can remain free every day. We're open so people can see the exhibitions. Occasionally, and not very often, do we have an exhibition that would require a fee, but mm-hmm. it's been quite a while since we've had that. So we're really happy to be able to provide that. And like I said, it's just thanks to the support of the public and donors that we have that.
You bet. And Christopher, when I think about communities having the ability to take in art mm-hmm. and culture, one of the head of Travel Iowa had made a comment that Sioux City has more free museums and art centers that we should take advantage of.
Correct.
You know, those are things we take for granted.
Correct.
Let's be real about that.
I came from the Twin Cities. My last job was at the Minnesota Museum of American Art in St. Paul. And when I came for my interview, I was shocked at the quality of the building that we have for the arts. The scale of it, it's purpose-built. It's not an adaptive reuse warehouse or something else. It's built and made for displaying and holding artwork. And it's amazing. And I knew when I walked in, I'm like, wow, this is a great building and more people need to know about it. So I've been doing with some of our exhibitions, I've been really focusing on, you know, obviously sharing the exhibitions that we have with our community. As Summer said, we want to remove as many barriers as possible. And oftentimes the fee is the first barrier. We talk a lot about labels, English and Spanish labels for our multicultural communities. But also letting folks within our community, but also those outside of our community know about what great things we're doing here. And if you look down the I-29 corridor, we're a great stop along that highway for the culture and the great things that are happening here, starting with the Art Center.
And so when you think about people who have never been to the Art Center, mm-hmm. right, that, you know, that have never stepped foot inside the door, this is for all ages. We're talking little kids, you know, so sometimes people will think, oh, I can't bring a child in there. But no, there's art for, I mean, this is a place where you can bring a child to learn about arts and culture.
Correct. We, for the current exhibition, we have some labels, and then we also have some kids guide labels, questions, talking points, interpretation questions that are directed to younger audiences for that purpose. It's not in every single object, but it's there to kind of encourage and have younger people be lifelong art lovers.
Yeah. So let's talk about Pasture to Present. Yeah. We're talking about this exhibition. It's Grant Wood. Tell us more about that, because when I first saw it, I was just blown away of how cool this is.
Yeah. For those of you who have seen the Corn Room mural panels before, they were located up on the third floor. They were painted by Grant Wood in 1926. And they, since that time, they've gone through a lot of changes. They were part of the Martin Hotel, which is just a block and a half from where the Sioux City Arts Center is currently located. But they have gone through, it's a fascinating story. I've written out a timeline that's much longer than we can talk about here, but essentially they were found in 1982 under layers of paint and wallpaper. And it was very quickly that those who were looking for it found the name Grant Wood in the bottom right-hand corner. And so this was something that was kind of a treasure. There were stories about it, but it was something that people really did not know that much about. Very, yeah.
And he actually print he painted this. So if you think about back in 100 years ago, mm-hmm. he actually came to the Martin Building and painted this on the wall.
Correct. He was commissioned by Eugene Epley, who commissioned him to do two other hotels within in Iowa, Council Bluffs and in Cedar Rapids. But this is Grant Wood before Stone City, before American Gothic. This is the young man who really hadn't come into his own to be the artist that we know and love so much, who really came to stand as one of America's greatest artists. So it's a bit of a time capsule to see someone who has just started to become his own.
It was Grant Wood before he was Grant Wood,
correct.
Right?
It's the origin story, yes.
That's right. That's right. And it's fantastic. So when you think about the amount of time and effort that it takes to restore something like that, that somebody at some point went, oh, we're going to paint over this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, it was, they were taken up to Minneapolis for the first time in 1983. So very shortly after they were discovered, they were sent up to the Conservation Center there. Looking forward to 2026, we were thinking, well, now's the time to have them reevaluated. They've been on view at the Art Center since 2008. Let's see what they say. So we had a nice conservation assessment and very quickly decided that yes, it's worth getting them cleaned. Yes, there's a lot underneath there that we can't see. And yes, for the sake of this exhibition, around which everything else orbits, let's get them conserved.
So let's talk about the other things that are in this exhibition. Mm-hmm. American Gothic is not officially here. No. However,
we do want to make sure that people know who Grant Wood is.
Yes.
We have some great paintings by Grant Wood. We have Young Corn, which was came to us from Cedar Rapids. Appraisal came to us from the Dubuque Museum of Art. We have some younger paintings by Grant Wood of the same year, 1926, to kind of make that comparison between Grant Wood's early years and his mature years. So it's a great gallery that just has that regionalist 1926 to 1937 time frame. So people can really see some of the household names of regionalism that were making work at the same time as Grant Wood.
And I learned a lot when I went through, because I did not fully understand or comprehend his extensive art collection when I went through that. So even if you're like not a true art connoisseur, if you come down there with an open, I mean, it's fantastic. It's fantastic.
I'm glad you,
And so if you can touch real briefly on some of the other things that you'll find in this exhibition.
Sure. And so that's what I'm calling the sort of the historical heart of the exhibition. From there are two other galleries that kind of orbit from there. Those are the second half of the exhibition, which is New Visions of Rural America. These are not necessarily card-carrying members of the Grant Wood Fan Club, but these are artists who are living, working in this region, some in rural communities, who are still very interested in the rural landscape. They're interested in the scale. They're interested in new voices about the landscape, the people who live there, some of the history, photography, painting, sculpture.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that and another big event, or a couple of big events, I should say, that are coming up for the Sioux City Arts Center. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. We'll be back to talk with Christopher Atkins and Summer Ammon right after this.
Are you looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? Call NAI United, the leading commercial real estate firm in Siouxland, serving our community for over 20 years. Connect with their experts, Bo Bronker, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, Madison Craighead, Aiden Vanderloo, and Chris Bogenreef. NAI United agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota, which means they can assist you regardless of your location. NAI United has commercial real estate solutions for you. Visit NAIUnited.com to learn more. For all your commercial real estate needs, call NAI United.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. I'm Christy McManamy with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. And on Grow Siouxland today, we are talking with Christopher Atkins, the curator for the Sioux City Art Center, and Summer Ammon, who's the development coordinator with the Art Center. And we were just talking about Pasture to Present. That will be at the Art Center until December, correct?
December 6th. It closes on December 6th.
Okay.
Plenty of time to come over and see it.
Absolutely. You've got time. So make time to do that. Once again, if you've never been to the Art Center, now's a great time to go check it out. Yeah. You've got a couple of events real quickly that are coming up with Pasture to Present.
Yes, we have one for the next few months. First off, I'm really excited about Tom Milligan does a one-man show as Grant Wood that will be at the Sioux City Arts Center on October 17th at 2:30. This is sponsored by Humanities Iowa. I saw him over at the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center. It's great. He does a really good job talking about the history, the life of Grant Wood. November 18th, the one and only Wanda Korn, the Grant Wood expert, emeritus professor of art history at Stanford University. Her new book called Couple with a Pitchfork is all about American Gothic. Yeah, it's going to be good. She's going to be doing a presentation. Hopefully she'll be coming wearing her Grant Wood outfit and a book signing for the new book. So that's going to be something that will be a really, really popular event. So get in touch with us soon. Finally, December 3rd, just before the show closes, Sarah Pratt. People may not know that name, but they may know her as the Butter Cow Sculptor at the Iowa State Fair.
I love it.
She will be there to do a demonstration or do a presentation about the Butter Cow, a replica of which we have in the Art Center. And then people will learn how to sculpt butter themselves.
That is fantastic. Yeah. Because, folks, hey, we've just come off of the Iowa State Fair. We've been talking about butter cows yes. and other sculptures. So she's coming to Sioux City for this event.
December 3rd. Also, thank you to Humanities Iowa for sponsoring that event as well.
Fantastic. So once again, past year to present at the Sioux City Art Center that runs in through December and 6th. They can December 6th, and they can check out the website for more information.
Correct.
All right. So Summer, we want to talk about things like this are made possible by some very generous donors. This is a blockbuster exhibit.
It is. Yep. And we're very fortunate. We've got community members here in town who are our blockbuster partners, and they have supported this. It's through a commitment they've made, and we are able to put on these larger exhibitions every few years or so based on this fund that we have from the blockbuster partners. And so we're, yeah, very lucky to have them. We also, with this particular exhibition, additional support's been provided by the M.A. Martin Everest Foundation, the Heffernan Fund, and the Iowa Tourism Office and Iowa Arts Council, which exists within the Iowa Economic Development Authority.
Oh, fantastic. And once again, we talk about this event. We just, in the first half of the broadcast, we talked about the Art Center being free and open mm-hmm. to the public. Without generous donors who step up year after year, it's not available for free. So how great is that? So we appreciate all the donors who do that.
Very much.
Now, for folks who may have never set foot in the Art Center, which is just a travesty if you have not, you have to go check it out. They may be more familiar with Art Splash, which is a huge event that happens. It's been in other locations, but now it is outside
yep.
the Art Center, which I love that you've brought it back to the Art Center.
Yeah, we love it too. We're very happy to be downtown. We're in our 32nd year of Art Splash. Started in 1994. I was there. I understand Christy was there.
Way back when, right?
And it's been great. Yeah, started on the river. We're all very nostalgic for that. We all loved it at the river. When the flood had happened around 2012, I think, it had moved over to Grandview Park for a couple years, then over to Riverside. And since 2021, we've been downtown, right around the Art Center. And that has been so good. I mean, logistically for setup, it's fantastic. For the exposure, just for people to know that it's the Art Center that puts it on yep. is really great. And then on top of it all, we have people coming into the Art Center who have never been there before. Because it's right there, and
correct.
It's air-conditioned, and
yes.
there are restrooms inside. So
that's handy.
Yeah, very handy. So it's really, really fantastic to be able to have people come in, and we hear them say, I've never been in here. This is amazing. And so, yeah, we love it for that reason, too.
Absolutely. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM. We're talking with Summer Ammon, the Development Coordinator for the Art Center, and Christopher Atkins, the Curator for the Art Center. Art Splash changed dates this year, so we're a little bit later in September.
That's right. And we tried it last year as well. So for 30 years, Art Splash had been held on Labor Day weekend, which was great. We loved it. But we did hear from many people and many of our sponsors, too, that they couldn't come to the festival because of the weekend. It's a big travel weekend. It's kind of like the last summer weekend in mm-hmm. a way. So we decided at least for a time to try it 2 weeks after Labor Day weekend, which unfortunately is not as easy to say as just
yes.
Labor Day weekend. This year it's September 19th and 20th. There's a lot to work around. There's a lot happening in Sioux City in the fall, in September in particular. And then the artists who come as vendors to Art Splash, many of them are on a traveling schedule of festivals that they hit. So we really had to be strategic about what weekend we chose for that as well.
And we love, so it's September 19th and 20th.
Yes.
That's a Saturday and a Sunday. Let's talk about the vendors and the artists that come, because you will see everything at this event. And I always make sure I bring my billfold when I come, because I can't walk out of there without finding something cool that I want to take home with me.
Oh, for sure. We have great artists, many returning artists, many new artists as well. It's It's tricky. Also, as a staff member, I'm, you know, talking to all the artists, and I bring my wallet, but I can't buy from everyone, and I hate that. But I try to, you know, get something different every year. We have great, great artists who are lovely. They love to talk to the guests. Yeah, it's just really, really fun. And this year, we're going into the evening. We did this last year as well. On Saturday, we go until 8 p.m. All the booths are lit up in the evening. We have music going until 8. It's a really, really fun atmosphere.
Because you're talking pottery, photography, jewelry. I mean, just everything. Painting. I mean, just sculptures. I mean, you name it, you will find it here.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And lots of metal, wood, mixed media, all kinds of things. Yep.
And all different price ranges, too.
Exactly.
So don't think that, oh, my gosh, this is going to be a place where I can't find something that I can't afford.
For sure.
You can find something that you can afford there of all different levels.
Yeah, absolutely. In addition to the artists, we've got music going on all day long, both days. We have free kids activities, art activities. So I wanted to mention Art Splash is presented by Empirical Foods this year. We're very thankful to them for helping us put this on. And then Great Southern Bank is also a big sponsor to help us provide the free children's art activities. So all of that is free. We do have face painting. There is a small fee for that. But beyond that, we've got food trucks you can purchase from, the art vendors to purchase art from, or you can just look around and enjoy the free music.
And it is a great way to, if you're looking for something to do, this is a perfect event to get down and support our local community here, get downtown, enjoy it. But I'm like, once again, if you've never been, there's no reason not to.
Right. Yeah. It's just so fun. We as a staff really enjoy it. It's, you know, exhausting for us, but we are very happy to do it. We also have so many volunteers I want to mention who are so, so great to support this festival. And they're really just so giving of their time. And we're very, very thankful to them as well.
And takeaways, people can find more information on the Art Center website. Is
that
correct?
Yeah, they can go to the Art Center website. We're going to get a banner up at the top just marking Art Splash. So you can click on that and check it out that way.
All right. Summer, Ammon, thank you so much. We appreciate you and all you're doing. So once again, Art Splash coming up September 19th and 20th. And Christopher, past year to present goes till?
December 6th.
Awesome. Fantastic. Thank you both for joining us. And as I've said before, we truly appreciate having this gem in downtown Sioux City and being able to offer it to the community. How lucky are we as a community that we have this right here? So thank you both for joining us today.
Welcome.
And thank you, our listeners, today for joining us. We appreciate that. Don't forget, artcenter.com. You can find all of the great information that we talked about today. We hope you have a fantastic day and get out and enjoy the great things going on in Siouxland.